eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, he is called in, Ike. We are lucky to be joined by Eagles star receiver A.J. Brown. A.J., how's it going? It's Jack Fritz, Ike Reese here on WIP.
How y'all doing, man?
What's up, A.J.?
What's up?
All right, so there's been a lot that's been discussed, I guess, about you and what have you. And honestly, I woke up this morning and was surprised about all the stuff about you potentially coming on today. But we're excited. We're excited, man, to have you potentially clear up a lot of stuff that's been out there. First of all, is there anything that you particularly want to clear up and that you have to say?
No, I don't have anything to clear up. You know, I'm going to talk to you guys and answer whatever question you want to answer. Okay. You need answer, but I'm going to give you guys like 10 minutes, and after that, then it is what it is.
All right, well, let's shoot with it, man. Like I said, we appreciate you calling. Let's get to it. I think the first thing most Eagles fans want to know is your state of mind, your happiness with being an Eagle currently and moving forward. Let's start with that one, about your feelings about being a Philadelphia Eagle now and for the foreseeable future.
I have no problem. I want to be here. It's as simple as that. I love where I'm at. As simple as that. Next question.
Okay. Okay. Well, so here's another thing that everybody is somewhat been speculating about, is the relationship between you and Jalen, right? I remember last year when you – maybe it was the year before that, when you got traded for and you and Jalen FaceTiming each other, and we know how close you guys are and everything of that nature. And it just seems from the outside that maybe there could be something with you two's relationship and whether or not that's an issue. Your what do you say to that?
You know, I think that's total BS. You know, I'm not going to get into me and his relationship on the air, but it's total BS. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't a problem when I was on my six game streak. They wasn't talking about that then. So they only started talking about that when we started losing. So of course, yeah, you see friction from everybody, from the coaches, the players, from everybody. So yeah, so there you go.
Okay.
AJ, one thing that also is on the minds of Eagles fans, and they want to make sure they know if it's you or not, is that your Twitter account right now, or is someone else running your Twitter account, or someone hack your Twitter account?
So whatever weekend it was, somebody did hack my Twitter account. I got my Twitter account back. So the last week when I called you guys out for your BS, yes, that was totally me. Last night, yeah, that's totally me. But the other day when talking about whatever, that was not me.
Okay. Well, there you go.
Hard to keep.
No, listen.
I got a couple questions for you guys, though.
For sure.
What's the deal? What's the deal? Like, you guys supposed to be supporting Philly, but you know it don't turn out to be that. You know what I'm saying? Like, why make up so many rumors? You know what I'm saying? Like, because most of the rumors don't even be real rumors. These are rumors that you guys are making up and everybody run with. Like, so what's the deal? Like,
Well, for us particular, I don't think any either one of us have made up any type of rumors about you or anybody else on the team. I know I may have met you once in passing or twice, so you may not even remember me. I know I'm a former player with the Eagles, and that's one thing I don't do is make up anything about any player or anything that's going on. Now, we may react to things that are being reported and come up with our own opinion about things and then form questions that we feel is worthy of being discussed with our audience. You got to realize you guys are Philadelphia Eagles. It's the number one sports team in this town. And when things aren't going well with the team, especially from a results standpoint and how the season ends, people are going to speculate. People are going to want to know what happened. And that's a big mystery. That's a big mystery as to what happened with this team coming down the stretch. A team that was 10-1 and looking like the best team in the league, all of a sudden wins one out of the last six games and goes out in the playoffs in embarrassing fashion. This fan base is going to want to know what happened there, and speculation will happen. And so, but just far as making up rumors or making up false things, that's not something I know I personally do. My co-host right here, this station, we don't really do that. Now, we may bring up a hypothetical question. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I quoted a video yesterday with whatever some guy was talking about. Philly media is the reason why I get paid to do this, and then I get cars and nice houses and all that. Like, that's BS. Like, come on.
Yeah, and like, listen, go ahead.
I'm talking like that.
That's his personal opinion, and whether it's not anything that's factual or have you, but I can understand where that could certainly rub you the wrong way or anybody else is being spoken about in that manner. But again, that's more or less in a generalization of just basically saying your fans and your media are a big reason why the sport is as popular that it is and it generates the money that it does. So it's more or less in a generalizing situation that it, to your point, it certainly was directed from some of your actions, but I don't really think it was personal towards you, if that makes any sense.
No, I think a lot of shit be personal. I'm sorry, but a lot of stuff be personal towards me, though. You know, even like the whole diva thing and all that. Like, I mean, listen, I know you guys be talking. You guys, majority of the news that come out of your show be negative all the time. And I understand where you're trying to get clicks and views and this and that. But you know what I'm saying? I don't think that's the way to go. I think you should be authentic and you should handle it the right way. But that's not how that show been going. And you know what I'm saying? I wanted to come on the show and talk to you guys a little bit and see what's going on, because it just doesn't make sense. And I made a statement, you know, like, you guys are our biggest haters. Like, we got to prove to the media, not necessarily just your radio show, but mostly the media, that we can play ball or we meet the standard, we should say. And you know what I'm saying? It shouldn't be like that. You know what I'm saying? I never dealt with nothing like that. I'm not trying to change the media. I'm not here to change the media. But I just felt like I'm going to give you guys a little 10 minutes, and I'm going to answer whatever question you want to answer. And you don't got to – and honestly, I just feel like we gave you the answers. You just – like, people just didn't want to accept the answer. And that's all right, too. But you can speculate. You can do whatever. But it just don't – it just doesn't make sense. And it's just not the way to go. And the only reason I'm really coming on is because I'm really checking up on my teammates. Because half of the stuff that I have for the rumors, it'd really be crazy. So yeah, so that's why I'm here. So let's do it.
And that's fine, but just know that this isn't the place where the rumors start. If there's a report that comes out from a reporter and he puts his name on it, it's been a couple of those this week, like, that's where that originates at. That's where it starts. I don't know where they get their sources from, who's telling them what, but this is a in-live show that we react to news that's out there. And you, again, you guys play for the Philadelphia Eagles. You're the number one team in this city, and you're the team that people most care about. So when things are reported pertaining to the team, the fans are going to react and media is going to react. That's life being here in Philadelphia. I've been here 26, going on 27 years. It's what it is. And I don't think that's going to change. But I don't want you to think that it's anything personal with you. And that's why I was more than happy to have you call up. If you need to clear the air about some things, it's not personal with us. I'm not taking offense to anything. I don't think he is. And if you are, no one is trying to offend you, but if you wanted to clear the air about anything, we wanted to give you the opportunity to do that, not for our sake, but for your fans' sake. Like, it's you may think it's just media, but we're just conduits to the fans. And sometimes we are and I know some fans won't necessarily agree with this, but every fan doesn't think the same. So there are fans that are concerned about certain things that happened with the team this year, and they aren't satisfied with that. And that's just something that we discuss. And it's just the way that it is. I don't know how to go about that any differently. It's been that way before I got here, and it's probably going to continue to be that way.
That's understandable.
AJ, I'm curious. You know, you said that you guys gave us the answers for what happened on the stretch run. In your estimation, what do you think that what is the answer? What do you think happened for that to happen? And is this locker room okay?
Yeah, the locker room is fine. Like I said earlier in the season, or after the season, whatever, I just said players wasn't executing. Like I said in the interview, that's what it came down to. I think the media kind of ran with the coaches. It's the coach's fault. The coaches didn't prepare us and this and that. I never blame the coaches. I'm not the person to blame the coach. I'm not trying to blame anyone. You know, I'm the guy who's going to look in the mirror and going to challenge everybody else. Like, it was the players not executing, and that's what happened. And if you look back closely, Ike said it a few seconds ago that we were playing like the best team in the league. No, we wasn't. We may have the best record in the league, but we wasn't playing like the best team in the league. It was like that all year.
Yeah.
But we were scratching away getting wins. And so when stuff started to really unravel and stuff like that, stuff started to not go as planned, then you saw what was happening. And then, like I said earlier, it was a domino effect, and it was trying to stop the bleed, and it was just everything was just going too fast at that point.
I'm curious, Kellen Moore, new offensive coordinator, has he reached out, and how are you excited to work with Kellen Moore, and what do you think he can kind of bring to this offense?
Yeah, I'm very excited to work with him. I talked to him a couple times, but we're not talking about that. You guys wanted to talk about what happened, so let's talk about what happened.
Well, it was hard.
I'm gonna clear this up and I'm gonna move on. Let's do it.
Okay, I mean, we asked. I thought the biggest questions people wanted to know, AJ, is your happiness with being here in Philadelphia.
So Why would somebody even think that I wasn't even happy?
Well, I mean, you didn't talk to the media for a little bit there, and
I mean, you wonder why. You see what the media is doing right now, this past whole month. You wonder why I'm not talking to them. I don't want to talk to them because no matter what I say, you guys gonna make a story anyway and pinpoint it however you want to pinpoint it. So, and it was turned to a fact because it was turning into AJ upset at the Eagles. Not the Eagles are upset or no. It was always AJ and it was always that narrative. And I didn't want to do my teammates like that. So yeah. So I thought at the time was not talking was the best thing for the team because I didn't want to compound a negative with a negative. You guys see what was going on. We all frustrated, but it ain't nothing we can do about it but go to work. And that's what I was trying to do.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I certainly can respect that and no issue there with that. But the other thing is people speculating about whether or not there's an issue with you and Jalen. Again, like I said, you've answered it already. We don't have to belabor that anymore. We can move on from it. I think those are the things, the biggest things that fans wanted to know. Forget about, like, the media. Like part of the media, and believe me, I had to learn this, coming from being on that side of things to being on this side of things, that, you know, everything isn't as black and white as we may want it to be when it comes to sports there and talking about sports. There's a lot of gray area there, and there are times when the media oversteps the line. I've been guilty of that myself, but also as a former player, I try to make sure I keep those checks and balances there as well, because I do understand it from your perspective and your teammates' perspective and the team perspective as well. So from us, I'm telling you, we're not here making up anything about you or anybody else. We may discuss hypotheticals and things of that nature. That's part of killing time. That's part of creating content. That's part of what we do at Sports Talk when you come up with certain scenarios, whether they're going to happen or not. I just don't want you to think that we, as you, again, we appreciate you coming on this show, certainly here, AJ. No one here has made up any rumors about you or anybody else on the team. Like, some of the reports we've talked about today came from a TV show on another network from someone outside of this city, and then another report came from somebody who's highly respectable in this town that's been covering this team for nearly 30 years, and he has trusted sources, so people discuss that. Other than that, nothing has really been discussed other than speculation about the team.
I understand. I'm not trying to, like I said, I'm not trying to change the media. I know it's going to be like this or whenever. It's going to be like this, and it's going to be like this when I leave. But I just truly just feel like I'm just misunderstood as a player, as a person. And you know, it gets frustrating. It gets frustrating because anything I say, anything I do, it gets magnified times 10. I'm classified as a diva. I want the ball and this and that, blah, blah, blah. When honestly, it's the other way around. When it's the other way around, most importantly, like you see me getting upset on the sideline, and you automatically think it's about targets. No. What if I'm holding my players accountable? Mm-hmm. What if I'm the guy that pushes everybody in the locker room, make people uncomfortable to try to better themselves for the team? What if I'm that guy? You don't see it as much. You don't see it as much from Jalen because that's not his personality. But I'm the person. Honestly, I'm the person that you need on the team because I'm willing to hold people accountable, make people around me better. But nobody sees that. All you see is a little flare up and stuff like that. And I can honestly say, and you see the flare ups because nobody in that building works harder than me. Nobody in that building prepares harder than me. More than me. I can stand on that and say that. And that's why you see the passion. That's why you see me react the way I act. Like, because nobody's spending that time like me. I know for a fact. Mm-hmm. So I'm misunderstood. I'm not even trying to be understood by people because you're not going to understand me because you're not in my shoes.
But I do. You do realize, real quick, AJ, I don't want to cut you off, but you realize people do want to understand you. Like, they do want to understand you. They do want to understand.
I don't think so. The stigma between what T.O. did here and like, they always trying to pinpoint that. No, they really don't. They just put me in this bubble with him or whatever he did in the past, and I know him. He's a great person. I'm not trying to talk bad at him, but mm-hmm. I'm my own person. I don't move like that. I don't do none of that stuff. Like, you can ask any of my teammates. That's the reason why I'm on the show today. Like, I'm the person who stands up to the bully. Like, I'm the person. And people don't really understand that. And when the play is needed, I'm the person saying, throw me the ball, I get us back going. Give me the ball. Like, I'm that person. But nobody sees that. Like, I give my team energy. I give my team this comfortability to tell them, all right, keep pushing. All right, we just had a bad play. So what? Move on. Let's go. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm the firm person in the group. But nobody really sees that. All you see is me getting upset or whatever the case may be. And like I said, I'm human. I may not do it the best way every single time, but that's who I am. That's who I'm forever going to be until I'm 60 under the ground. That's who I am. I'm not going to change who I am. So if you don't like it, you just don't like it, because you might as well get in line with the rest of the people. And I'm not just talking about you guys. I'm talking about the media and whoever else. Like, I'm my own person, and I'm not afraid to speak up. And that's what I think scares a lot of people, because like today, like, I had the boss to get on your show today. Like, I know my worth, and I know what I bring to the table.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we appreciate it, man. Quite frankly, like I said, we appreciate it. Nothing being taken personal here. I'm glad you called up, and believe it or not, I think this is helpful for a lot of us, including media and fans, man, and including fans. It helps us to get to understand you, what makes you tick, why you do the things that you do, to react the way that you act. I think that there is clarification here. I think that people can come to respect that and not overreact to what we may be looking at on the outside because of what someone did years ago or the way somebody behaved that wasn't you years ago. I think you coming on and speaking your truth is perfectly fine. I think that does help to at least clear up a lot of stuff, and it may change the narrative, man. You may be surprised that it does change that narrative, and you aren't or you won't be as misunderstood moving forward, because quite frankly, brother, whether you believe it or not, people want you here for the rest of your career. They don't want you playing anywhere else. They want you to retire in this Eagles uniform.
That's what, honestly, and like I said the other day, listen, I can have plans, but I also know it's a business. But I can tell you this: I want to be here, and that's all I can say. So yeah.
AJ, just last question for me during this. And again, thank you for your time. There's been a lot of reports about people within the Eagles thinking that Jalen needs to be more vocal as a leader on this team. I just want to give you the opportunity. You know him better than a lot of people. Do you agree with that, or is that something that you don't think is needed?
Listen, Jalen is himself. I don't agree or disagree. He's going to be himself, and I'm not the person to try to change him to be something that he's not or whatever the case may be. But when things were going really good, you didn't hear those reports. You know, a lot of stuff happened. I mean, the season pulled everybody every which way. You know, it was ups, it was downs, it was more downs than ups, but it started off ups, and now everybody's scratching, everybody pulling, everybody just trying to see what's going on. But when we was winning, we was 10-1 or whatever, you saw the same reaction him on the sideline. But when we started losing, you still saw the same reaction. So how can you get upset at the same person who's doing the same thing? But a couple months ago or whatever, he was the greatest leader for this organization. So like I said, man, listen, I don't agree or disagree, because he's going to be himself, and I want him to be himself. I don't want him to be nobody but himself, because if he's not authentic. So.
Well, we're good, brother, unless you got something else you know you want to get off your chest.
Nah, I don't got nothing to get off my chest, man. I just want to let Philly know I love him, and everybody who's making those rumors, hey, man, hey, you need to find another job, man.
All right. A.J. Brown.
Eagles wide receiver, A.J. Brown.
Thank you for your time, A.J.
Yep.
All right. There he goes, A.J. Brown. Very real, very honest, and I thought very good stuff.
Yeah.
Very good stuff.
Yeah.